The Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 21st of November, 2014, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam Territory of Uksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, Chris Morrison is here to tell us all about his latest comedy web series, Matilda Monster for Hire, and how you can help get it on the air. We'll also preview Tuesday night's Shindig entries, and we'll have our usual rundown of things happening in the local indie music, film, and theater world. Another good hour coming up, so don't touch that dial. Oh, it's been a bit of a nunny day here at Thunderbird Radio, but we finally got it going. We had a little computer issue, and of course, in the modern age, everything is dependent on the internet, even checking the music library. So I just kind of had to grab a bunch of CDs off the shelf, and we'll see what we get. But that shouldn't bother our guest. It's Chris Morrison. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. So, tell us all about Matilda Monster Hunter for Hire.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on the show. This is quite the luxurious studio. I don't know if you folks know at home, but he's got beer fridges and everything.
Oh, yeah, beer dispenser.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So Matilda Monster Hunter for Hire is kind of came to me back when the Save BC film movement was happening.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, you know, with all of these foreign shows that are leaving town, like these shows that revolve around the supernatural and monsters and things like that, you know, the crews are kind of complaining, but what's happening to the main stars, the monsters, you know? Like, if these shows are leaving town...
there's a lot of unemployed monsters in town.
That's right. Yeah, they're going to be pissed off, right? So who's going to do something about this in town, right? So that's when kind of like Matilda the Monster Hunter kind of was born. I've always kind of been messing around with this idea around a woman who has the ability to assassinate. Like, she's raised in that vein, kind of like I think there's a show, Hannah, that was pretty big. Written by a fellow from VFS, but so this person, this woman, she learned.
I'm just moving your mic a bit there because it's now we'll be able to actually hear what you're saying.
Oh, sounds good. Okay,
I didn't want you to move your head. I would move the mic in place, and I got distracted.
Cool. So Matilda's basically a badass. She's learned to assassinate from a young age, but she quickly learns that. Maybe it's not the most righteous or the appropriate way to make a living. So she decides she needs to do something else. And with this problem posed in the city, with all of these PO'd monsters from all of these film sets unemployed, she decides to take care of business and
quit
town. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And so this is... that's the concept. It's a web series.
Yeah.
It's in development, or how far along are you with it?
Right now we're in development. I have a few episodes written, and right now we're looking at different funding models. But Telesoptic TV put together a competition that's been running for all of November.
Yeah.
Where they're offering some funding money for the show if you get in the top 15 projects for votes.
Right, and we can actually help that along.
Well, absolutely, yeah. If your listeners want to get involved, they can check out Matilda Monster Hunter for Hire on the StoryHive website, and they can vote 5 times for the project, and then they can also share, and I think they get a couple bonus votes for that as well.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
So we've got it linked up on the Dave Radio Facebook page. It's called... StoryHive, yeah. Mm-hmm. And like the link on our page will send it right to the Matilda page.
That's right.
You got a trailer there.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do we see in the trailer?
You'll see an advertisement for Matilda's new service, her monster hunting service.
Aha!
She'll go through a couple different examples of the work that she does.
What she can do for you.
That's right, exactly. And for the low price of free. All yeah. you have to do is vote.
Yeah, and you get 5 votes plus the bonus stuff you talked about. And there's ways of getting around that too. I found that is it tied to your email address, or is it tied to the computer you're voting from, or do you know how that works?
It's tied to your email address.
Okay.
Yeah,
so if you have more than one email address, every email address you have, you get more votes?
Well, technically only one. You should only be voting per person, per email address.
Yeah.
We've actually been reminded.
To be ethical about it.
That's right. To be ethical about it. Yeah, please. Please, anyone who votes for me, you know.
I don't speak for Chris. So
no,
I'm
that's right.
I'm just throwing ideas out there. No, don't cheat. Please do not cheat. Let's do this legitimately. And you had another thing you were talking about in the realm or in honor of Movember.
That's right. So every year, I join up with the Mo Bros and the Mo Sisters, and we seek donations to grow these horrible crops of mustaches. It looks like you have a pretty good one, Dave.
I've been working on it for a while.
So. Yeah, nice. This is only 3 weeks in. So.
Yeah.
So it's a good cause. We're looking at bringing awareness to men's health issues. You know. It's not something that generally that us fellows like to talk about. And sometimes when we actually do end up talking about it, it's kind of far too gone, right?
Yeah.
One of the items that I like to talk about, one of the messages is an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So it's a good cause. I've been, working with the Movember group for the last 3 years. And I've been personally touched by men's health issues when my father was taken from me in 2011. So I completely understand what it is
touches everybody.
Yeah, it
you
does.
Know, it's either you personally or someone you're related to or someone you know, or you know that it is prevalent all over the spectrum, and it is something that's really important to get in involved with. So what can we do in that sense?
Well, odds are there's probably someone that you know that is a part of Movember. Check their Facebooks out, check their links and everything. But if you want to check out mine, I have a Mo Space, which is on the Movember page, and my handle is CMO, CM0. Right. So you can check out my page, and I talk a little bit about raising awareness for men's health issues. And if you're into donating, donate.
A little or a lot, whatever you can.
That's right, yeah.
All right, and once again, how do we support Matilda?
Well, Matilda, you're going to want to go to StoryHive and then search for Matilda Monster Hunter for Hire, or you can check out Dave Radio's Facebook page, and he'll have the link up there where you can just click on it straight away.
Exactly. All right. Well, good luck, Chris. Hope you get in there. The top 5 entries get funding?
Top 15, actually.
Top 15, better.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
You got a good chance. So get out there, watch the trailer, vote for it, and let's see this thing made. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. Now, in honor of Matilda, the Monster Hunter for Hire, we have from Winnipeg, Kill Matilda.
Kick ass.
Yeah. Oh, she sure does. Let me tell you.
1, 2, 3, 4! We'll be right back. best of the worst is inhumane. Schadenfreude, not the arrogant lie that progress would save us. She who kicks last laughs best. I am just a crooked man, the one with no belief. Stumbled through this broken land, Amazonas got no relief. This old regime still holds loud stories about to close. Remember, power gives up nothing unless you bloody its nose. Hey kids, follow me over the cliffs, the saving the sea. The old regime still holds sophisticated systems.
That's new music from local legend Art Bergman and his new EP, Songs for the Underclass. That's called Ballad of a Crooked Man. And it's great to see Art producing again. We've missed him. Oh, boy, it's a crazy day around here. As I said, the couple of cables get pulled, a couple of buttons get hit. We lose the internet and everything turns to goo. It's just nuts around here. But we're making it work for you. So there you go. I was going to what was I going to do? Oh, never mind. I won't even tell you about that. I will tell you about some of the stuff you can see on stage in live theater going on this weekend. At the Waterfront, there's a play by French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre called No Exit, and that's going on tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at the Waterfront Theater from Never You Mind Productions. Also on Gravel Island at Performance Works, Solo Collective presents Small Parts, a funny and heartfelt musical inspired by the experience of the writer David Hudgens dealing with his mother's ovarian cancer. That features friends of the show Eileen Barrett, Jeff Gladstone, and Andrew McNee at Performance Works. What else? There's also, looking, there was something else on Granville Island that I wanted to tell. Oh, yes, yes, Studio 1398. The We're All Good People Collective presents Good People by David Lindsay Abair, and that's a humor-filled drama about how our choices, coupled with twists of fate, determine our path. That's tonight at 8 o'clock and two shows tomorrow, 2 and 8, at Studio 1398 on Granville Island. Other stuff around town. It's the final weekend of Subway Stations of the Cross, written and performed by Inns Choi, about a homeless man presenting his own peculiar message of God from his cardboard platform. And let's see, Jericho Art Center continues with United Players' production of Facts by Arthur Miller, Dr. Adam. The Fire Hall Arts Center has Urinetown the Musical, continuing with David Adams, Chris Cochran, Andrew Cohen, Megan Gardner, David Meyer, Matt Palmer, Shane Snow, and Andrew Wheeler, all friends of the show. At 7th and Granville at Studio 16, it's Mitch and Murray's production of Speed the Plow by David Mamet. And this is a satire on Hollywood with a friend of the show, Craig Erickson, in the cast. He got a great write-up in the Georgia Strait on that, too. At the Van East Cultural Center, the Culture Lab, the new blockhouse right at Victoria and Venables, it's Late Company by Jordan Tannehill. And that features Michael Kopsa and David McKay, as well as other great local actors. That's Touchstone's first production of the season. And there's a really good interview with the author, Jordan Tannehill, in the Strait today, or yesterday. Well, this week, you should check that out. Let's see, what else? Studio 58 at Langara, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, student production directed by David McKay. And no, David McKay's not directing that. He's directing something else. Who directed Cuckoo's Nest? Oh, I've got my notes all wrong. Anyway, it's Cuckoo's Nest. It's a great play. And it's a student production at Studio 50. Patrick McDonald, that's who's directing Cuckoo's Nest. So that's on tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And then also on Sunday at the Havana Theater, it's Molly's Comedy Cabaret featuring Molly Wilson and Kerry O'Donovan. Fun-filled hour. That's in the afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Havana. Yeah. Now, also on stage, but musically, the Rickshaw has a couple of great shows coming on tonight and tomorrow. No Sinner is playing at the Rickshaw tonight, and then tomorrow night it will be Mudhoney with special guests Beelines and Tough Age. So we're going to hear from them right now. First, we'll hear from No Sinner, who's playing tonight, and then Mudhoney, who's on tomorrow night at the Rickshaw.
Boo-hoo-hoo, baby, boo-hoo-hoo, and I'm boo-hoo-hoo, baby, boo-hoo-hoo. head. And cry, ooh, ooh, ooh. I never was an easy child. My temper always flared. Yearning for the feeling of a thousand eyes that stared. Reaching out for something. What I just don't know. Searching in the arms of strangers. Waking up alone. But I wanna leave it all behind. If I could find me a man to treat me right. But until then what I'm gonna do is just hang my head and cry boo-hoo-hoo.
There we go. Mudhoney playing at the Rickshaw tomorrow night. And then if you go to the Rickshaw tonight, you will see No Sinner, who was on just before that. We got all kinds of other stuff heading for you. I did find my Shindig preview, so we will do that. We'll also tell you about the East Side Cultural Crawl and a couple of movie notes and lots of fun coming up right after this.
Grandfather's death on the news. Remember when you took me to
London-based artist Cold Specs is on tour in support of Neuroplasticity, available on Mute. With openers We Are the City, Cold Specs plays this Tuesday, November 25th at the Imperial. Tickets are $17.50. Available at Northern Tickets, Red Cat, and Zulu Records. Brought to you by the Georgia Strait, CITR, and MRG Concerts.
We be,
A Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
This is the main event.
Thunderbird Sports live on CITR. This Friday, the UBC men's hockey team returns home and looks to snap a mini two-game losing streak against the Manitoba Bisons. This is the first meeting of these two teams sitting in the middle of the pack of the Canada West standings. Puck drop goes at 7 p.m. on CITR.ca. The next night, the T-Birds are on the hardwood for volleyball action against the Winnipeg Westmen. Led by a balanced attack, the women's squad is in action at 5 p.m. in their last home game before the winter break and hoping to move up the conference leaderboard. At 7 p.m., the men's team squares off against the Winnipeg squad right behind them in the standings. All the hard-hitting action is on CITR.ca.
You just gotta love sports.
You're unbelievable.
You've been troubled. You've been broke. You've been hungry. No job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Is how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad. No, that's all that is.
It's a good weekend for filmgoers coming up. There's the 17th annual European Union Film Festival is going on at the Cinematheque, which is at 1131 Howe at Davie Street in the West End. If you want to find out more, you go to thecinematheque.ca or eufilmfestival.ca. I think there's about two dozen movies that are going to be playing for the next week and a half, so definitely worth checking out there. At the Rio on Broadway and Commercial, it's a Charles Bukowski double feature tonight. It's the first is called There's Gonna Be a Goddamn Riot in Here, and that was a movie made of Bukowski's live appearance in Vancouver in the mid-70s. And then following that at 9:30 is Barfly, a movie from the 80s with Mickey Rourke playing a character created by Charles Bukowski, but definitely largely influenced by the man. So if you are a fan or want to know more about him, go see these two movies tonight at the Rio. And then stick around for the midnight show, Heavy Metal, which is a Canadian sci-fi animation classic from the late 70s. This is the first time in years that this thing is available on the big screen, so you want to check that one out as well. If you're on campus tonight, it's Movie Beverage Garden at the Norm Theater here in the Student Union Building, and they're showing The Big Lebowski at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7. And we got some other stuff here too. Oh yeah, off stage, on the ground, the East Van Culture Crawl is going on. Pick up the Georgia Strait. There's a big center spread all about all the different things that are going on. But it's basically a way to expose yourself to some of the great local painters, sculptures, film and video artists. There's glass blowing. There's textiles. There's a whole range of different artists and their works on display in studios, in warehouses, in storefronts, all through areas of the Vancouver, sort of around Hastings and Clark area. We're talking about the downtown east side, Chinatown, the Strathcona area, Grandview Woodlands, and the area around the railway station and the old foundry. So, and that's going on tonight from 5 till 10, all day tomorrow from 11 till 6, and all day Sunday as well. Definitely worth checking out. There's all kinds of stuff for sale if you're looking at doing some early shopping, or if you just want to see the range and the availability of some great local artists. Check that out. The East Side Culture Crawl going on this weekend. Alrighty, so let's find out what's going on at Shindig. Shindig is, of course, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. It's been going on for 30 years now, and now it's settled in at the Hindenburg in Gaston. Last week's winner, we're going to hear from them first, and then I will tell you who's coming up next week. So this is last week's winner. This is Skim Milk. approval. Let's hear the first one now. This is Aaliyah Ray. And Aaliyah Ray is a sad indie folk trio consisting of Aaliyah Ray Clark, Patrick Farogia, I hope I said that right, and Jeremiah Ackerman. So this is from their single. It's called Files and Lancaster. That'll be the phone. And that is Aaliyah Ray. Also playing Shindig is this next group. They are called Poles, and all we know about them is they are post-punk. So, you know, post-punk is good. We like that. So let's hear what they sound like.
Don't listen to me.
So that's Poles. And one last preview for Shindig, the third band that'll be playing on Tuesday night. This is Scotty P. and the Virgins. Right here. And there you go. Those are the three bands you can see Tuesday night at the Hindenburg on Shindig. And if you want to know more about Shindig, go to citr.ca, and the article will be the first thing you see on the page. Now it's time for the call board. Some stuff going on that you might want to be a participant in. Laughing Matters. Master laughologist and award-winning playwright, storyteller, comedian, and friend of the show, Jacques Lalonde will teach you his patented 22 principles of comedy and bring in other guest teachers that make you see life in an entirely more funny way. Every Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Upstairs at the International Village Mall. All levels are welcome, no experience necessary. And if you want more information, there's a link on the Dave Radio Facebook page to tell you all about it. The Ensemble Theater Company is doing their general auditions for their 2015 summer repertory season. This year's plays are Tis a Pity She's a Whore, The Children's Hour, and Frost Nixon, directed by Tarek Leslie, Allison Rain, and Brian Parkinson. The auditions are happening on December 6th and 7th. The plays will be in production on stage at the Jericho Arts Center in July and August. And they are especially seeking females who can play 15 to 17. So if you know anybody that can sort of fit that range. There goes the phone again. It always seems to ring when I'm on the air. So we'll just let that ring in the background. So if you want to know more about that, it's EnsembleTheatreCompany.ca. Deep Cove Stage Society is doing The Butler Did It in April, and they have auditions in December. North Shore Light Opera is doing Gilbert and Sullivan's Pinafore. Well, that's our show. Thanks, everyone, for sharing your lunch hour with us. Special thanks to Chris Morrison for coming in to talk about his project. And remember, if you want to vote for Matilda Monster Hunter for Hire, you go to storyhive.com, or you can find a link on our Facebook page at Dave Radio. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to us at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica are here with Femme Concept. And don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a bee, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing. And I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
London-based artist Cold Specs is on tour in support of Neuroplasticity, available on Mute. With openers We Are the City, Cold Specs plays this Tuesday, November 25th, at the Imperial. Tickets are $17.50. Available at Northern Tickets, Red Cat, and Zulu Records. Brought to you by the Georgia Strait, CITR, and MRG Concerts.
On UBC campus in Vancouver.
Yes, yes, yes.
So today, today is Friday, as it always is. Whenever we're here, and we're going to play some music for you today and give you a little rundown of what's going on in the city. And yeah, so we're going to start off the show today with a song called Bank Holiday by the band Brave Irene, which is a Vancouver-based band. And yeah, here we go.
To pop his collar before he starts the car. Even though we're late again, it's any day. It's better than having that buttermilk complexion. Always vigilant composition. You will haunt me. I thought everything's gone green again. I can't take it like this. Humans are humans. We are what we are. Humans are humans. We are. Just a blimp floating in the sky, blatantly and unexpectedly announcing my time like a volley. I'm coming in. She reads you like a textbook. She knows what your motives are. She knows exactly what you're thinking, even though you have no clue about her. She's watching you again. She's not a lesbian. She just likes the way you move. On the railway, on the railway, we just a bit better because I'm surrounded by people I'm put out by and want to be better.